swimming pools. We'll be screaming with kids and a lot of fun. But is there a public health issue to talk about? This morning, we're joined by Dr. Ralph Morris, who is a member of the Water Quality and Health Council. They have a new survey that they want to share with us this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So what are some of the findings in this new survey that was conducted?
Well, one of the things we found is that over half the adults, when they go to a pool, will not ask to look at the inspection report for the pool to be sure that it's meeting all the safety and health requirements.
Well, to me,
encouraging adults to do that.
Okay, because I was thinking it never occurred to me, that I would come in and say I would like to see your health water quality. What do we look at then? I guess when we see if they give us a report or they show us something, what are we looking at and looking for?
Well, it's just like a restaurant inspection where there's basically a checklist of a variety of health and safety issues. There was a CDC report a couple of years ago that showed that 8 out of 10 inspections found at least one violation of healthy health and safety rules. And another report showed that 1 out of 8 problems found in pools required that they be closed immediately. So I think the message here is that before you even get into the water, you want to be sure that pool is safe and is operated safely to protect your health and the health of your family and friends.
Are there any independent agencies that are charged with checking on these public pools?
It depends on the state where you live in, but many states have the local health department inspect pools, as well as some states have the state agency. At our website, healthypools.org, we have a list of states and the reports that they have done and the local health departments have done on the pools. So individuals can go to healthypools.org and look up the inspection report for their individual pool. If their pool isn't there, we would recommend that they ask the pool operator, can they view the inspection report for their pool.
Is there anything that you can do if you don't see the report, or even if you do see the report and you're at the pool, that would indicate maybe things are not as healthy as they should be?
There are actually several things. We recommend that people use their basic senses to be sure a pool is safe, sight to be sure that the water is clear and that you can look and see the drain. If you feel the side of the pool and it's slimy, that's an indication that it's not properly maintained. If you can smell any chemical odor or chlorine odor, that means that the pool is not using enough chlorine and that should be looked into. And then finally, you want to hear the sound of pumps in the background, which are circulating the water through filters.
What could happen, what illnesses are we possibly at risk for, and what are symptoms so we know if we can think, maybe there was something at that pool that's causing me to feel this way now?
Perhaps the most common symptom that people can have after getting sick in a pool is diarrhea. There's a variety of organisms that can cause diarrhea, but the most common one in a swimming pool is a organism called Cryptosporidium, which is a parasite that can cause diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, and general illness.
That word came up in another interview, Craig, that you and I did related to, I guess, the fact that there's certain things related to this. If you are a person who has that condition or maybe has an illness,
right,
you should not be swimming, right, Doctor?
That's actually one of our points under good pool etiquette, is that if you have diarrhea, don't go swimming. And depending on the type of diarrhea you have, particularly crypto, you should not go swimming for 2 weeks after the illness is resolved.
Also in this survey, you, I guess, what are some other most hazardous activities that swimmers maybe do in the pool that, that they should not be doing?
Well, it's one of the big ones is not taking a good shower with warm water and soap before getting into the pool. That's perhaps one of the most important things any swimmer can do to protect not only himself but also other swimmers in the pool.
Sometimes we think, well, maybe the pool is a big sanitizer, but that's not the case, right? I mean, even though we may smell the chlorine or the bromine or whatever that happens, there's obviously things we need to do to lessen the amount of bacteria that gets in there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and I could not have said it better myself.
Oh, well, I guess that's good. Hey, doctor, if there's a place, again, where can we, is healthy, where's the list?
At our website, healthypools.org, we have selected inspection reports from states that we were able to get them from. Also at that website, people can get a free test kit to measure the chlorine in the pool to be sure that it's at adequate levels and killing bacteria and virus.
Absolutely. Well, we want people to enjoy their pools, public pools, private pools as well, but we obviously don't want the illnesses to follow them, and just proper care, safety as well. And we appreciate your time this morning, Doctor, for sharing the details with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dr. Ralph Morris joining us is a member of the Water Quality and Health Council.